All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Thursday, September 17th. I'm Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. A second round of added unemployment assistance for Minnesotans is done. The $300 weekly benefit that the Trump administration had ordered, using $44 billion in FEMA disaster relief funds nationwide, has run out, state officials announced today. It ran for 6 weeks, and State Employment and Economic Development Commissioner Steve Grove said he asked for a seventh and was denied by federal officials. The $300 went to replace a $600 weekly benefit initially approved by Congress to help Americans put out of work by the COVID-19 crisis. Lawmakers haven't been able to agree on a new aid package after the original CARES Act funding ran out in late July. Minnesota's unemployment rate has moved down slightly, but the bounce back has slowed and is uneven across industries. The Department of Employment and Economic Development says the rate for August was 7.4%. That's a few tenths of a percent lower than the month before and a full point better than the national seasonally adjusted unemployment rate. Minnesota officials are launching a 4-week statewide COVID-19 testing push. Assistant Health Commissioner Dan Huff says officials are concerned about community spread of coronavirus, which has led to exponential growth rates of new cases in neighboring states.
It's more critical than ever to test a lot of people and identify positive cases early to slow that spread.
Tests at these sites are available to anyone, even if they have no COVID-19 symptoms. Testing is free and won't require insurance or ID. The first test clinics will be in Grand Rapids, Pine City, and Waseca. The state is identifying additional testing sites in areas of the state where access to tests is low, where there are workplace clusters, or in communities close to state borders. Minnesota's neighboring states are seeing higher rates of coronavirus spread. And in other COVID news, newly reported cases rose sharply today to over 900 for only the ninth time since the epidemic began in Minnesota. But this increase may not necessarily indicate a spike in the state's outbreak. Here's a closer look at the numbers. The 931 new confirmed cases today is the fifth highest daily case count in Minnesota since March, with all five peak days coming in the last 3 weeks. But today's high case count comes on a high test volume, more than 20,000 tests, which is also among the highest levels the state has ever reported. More testing usually leads to identifying more cases, and today saw testing and cases grow by about the same amount. The percent of tests confirming COVID-19 actually dropped a little today to below 5%. That means expanded testing isn't finding a higher rate of new cases. Health officials say that's a good sign. Today's report also includes 9 new COVID-19 deaths. And here's some other stories we're watching. The presidential race is coming to Minnesota tomorrow. President Trump will be making an airport stop in Bemidji, and former Vice President Joe Biden will be visiting a union training center in Duluth. And immigrants allowed to stay in the U.S. because of the federal government's temporary protected status program are worried about a federal court decision to allow the Trump administration to end the program. More than 2,000 immigrants from El Salvador, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Sudan could be deported from Minnesota. And finally, a little bright spot for you today, a 7-pound, 10-ounce bright spot. It's a new daughter for Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Fry and his wife, Sarah Clark. Frida Jade Fry was born on Wednesday. She's their first child. In sports, the Twins lost 4-3 in Chicago this afternoon. The playoffs begin later this month, and the Twins' magic number to make the postseason is stuck at 3. That means any combination of Twins wins or Sox losses totaling 3 would lock up a playoff spot. The Lynx play the Phoenix Mercury tonight in a single elimination playoff game. The winner advances to a semifinal series. And the Wild have traded veteran forward and fan favorite Eric Staal to the Buffalo Sabres for forward Marcus Johansson. And here's a look at the weather. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with lows near 30 northeast to the lower 40 southwest. Tomorrow will be sunny with highs near 60. It'll be clear again tomorrow night with lows in the 40s. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Nelson. Kathy Werzer will have an update in the morning. Until then, stay safe and stay healthy.